or other children can come out.
All right. This morning we are going to be talking about priorities, and a priority is something that you put at the top of the list, something that you think is more important than all the other things you have. You wake up in the morning and you have a list of everything you're going to do that day. Your priority would be the one that you want to do first, the most important thing to you. We're going to read a story of a man who had his priorities in good order, who did the things that were most important to God first and to others first. The stories of Solomon, and Solomon started out well. He didn't end so well, but this chapter is right at the beginning when he was first king and he was following God. It says, "And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David, his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, 'Ask what I shall give thee.' And Solomon said, 'Thou hast shown unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, and thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child, I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?'" And in the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked for this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, and keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." So in that story, Solomon was given a choice to choose anything he wanted. God said he would give to him. And Solomon, instead of choosing, there's probably a lot of stuff that he could have asked for that he would have wanted for protection, maybe for his country, maybe for wealth. Any of those things he could ask for, and God would have given them. But Solomon asked for wisdom, and God said because he asked for wisdom, not only was he going to give him what he asked for, he was also going to give him all those other things. He was going to give him wealth and honor. So Solomon was someone who had his priorities right. He knew what God wanted him to do, and what had to be done for his people was most important, and that's what he was going to do. And I have a little object lesson here for us that's supposed to illustrate putting the important things in life first. Here, let's see if I can do this without making a mess. So I have a jar. I guess that's just, we'll say, supposed to represent your life, a day in your life. So these oranges here, I got two oranges. These are going to be the important things in your day. So maybe your schoolwork, or maybe chores, reading your Bible, things like that. Things that you know you need to do, and things that are very important. And then I have here a thing of rice. All right, and this represents the things that aren't as important, but things that you like to do, maybe riding your bike or skating, I don't know, whatever those things that you like doing that are fun, but they're not the most important things you could do. So we're going to start with this, the important things. It's going to be a day when you wake up and you decide to put those things first, maybe do your school on time when you're supposed to, maybe get your Bible reading done, and whatever chores you have before you go mess around and play, skate, ride your bike, whatever. So we're going to put these things in first, get those things done, and then this is going to represent all those other things that you could do after, and you're going to put them in like so. Fill that right up. And at the end of the day, everything kind of fits in, and you've done what you needed to do. Boom. And then we're going to dump this out. We're going to do another one, where we're going to start with the less important things. And this is, see if I can get this all in here without making a mess. Maybe you get up in the morning and your mother's on the phone or something, and you run outside so she doesn't see you, get you started on your school, and start riding your bike or something. And then you go play somewhere else, maybe build a fort in the woods or something, and then you realize at the end of the day, or maybe at noontime, you have all your schoolwork to do still, and you have chores to do, and you go to finish them, and they don't fit. Not everything fits in there. You can't get everything in there. And that's supposed to illustrate that when you put things that are important first, things work out much better than if we do the things that we want to do and then try to do the things that are important after and make them all fit. So God wants us to put Him first and then do those other things that we want to do. And have a verse here somewhere. All right. It's Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." So that's what we want to do. We want to seek first the things of God, and then those important things as we go throughout our day, and then we can put in those other things that we want to do. All right, that's all I had. So you guys can head back to your seats.